Like in any big city, Johannesburg's prostitutes work the streets for money. For some, it's a way to earn a living. For others, they sell themselves to pay for drugs, like these women.
So how much does it cost to have sex with you? How much does a man pay you for sex?
He was paying me 50 rand for one round.
That's about $7. The going rate on these streets, says former prostitute Nini.
For the first time, you see, I used to be scared, you see. And then, like, I started, like, at least 4 guys. Sometimes I used to 5 guys.
She says she started selling her body as a teenager.
How young are some of the girls and boys who are on the streets selling their bodies?
We are, I can say, from 12 years old. Some boys, small boys, are 9 years old.
The number of vulnerable children hanging out on the streets, runaways, lost, kidnapped or abandoned youngsters, is a major worry for Johannesburg's child welfare organisation.
South Africa has a high rate of missing children, and unfortunately we don't have adequate statistics to say so many children go missing on an annual basis. What happens when a child goes missing is that we don't really have a protocol or a procedure that is followed to alert all the authorities to look out for this child.
Now there are fears that vulnerable children could be at even greater risk because next year's World Cup football could create a larger market for prostitution and child trafficking in South Africa. More children, say experts, might be tempted by the money offered by pimps or child trafficking syndicates, which run well-established smuggling routes from South Africa's rural areas, as well as from neighbouring countries like Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
For a Mozambican girl, she would be transported from the rural area to the border. Our borders are very porous. It is very easy to get anyone across one of our borders. And you just have to pay the border officials and you can have a whole taxi load going across. Once they're in South Africa, though, very often their papers, their passports, anything, any identity, identifying documents are taken away from them and held by the traffickers. They might be beaten, they might be raped, they are very often put onto drugs.
Despite ongoing government efforts to combat human trafficking, she expects many more children and women to be brought into South Africa, hidden from sight in sleazy rooms, to supply sex to some of the 500,000 football fans expected here next year. A simple matter of supply and demand, say both the child protection experts and the prostitutes.
Next year is the Football World Cup. Do you think there's going to be more prostitution because there are going to be so many tourists?
Yes, I can say because the prostitute think it's a great, they get a greater opportunity. Because even
a great opportunity, they say, but in reality, the ugly side of the beautiful game, which could see more children and women enslaved and abused. Robin Kono, CNN, Johannesburg, South Africa.